Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome the friends in our midst. I see some new faces.
歡迎來到我們當中的朋友，今天見到有些新面孔。
I'd like to continue sharing with brothers and sisters from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
願意和大家繼續分享羅馬書第12章第1節和第2節。
But we want to look at it from the person of Abraham this morning.
今天早上願意和大家從亞伯拉罕這個人這個角度來去看這兩節的聖經。
The brothers and sisters still remember the verse in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2?
弟兄姊妹還記不記得這兩節聖經是怎麼背的呢？
Maybe I can ask the brethren in Cantonese to recite it for us because it's easier. There are always one translation usually, so...
咁我哋請講中文嘅弟兄姊妹嚟去朗讀一次，因為中文只係通常得一個版本嘅啫。咁我哋用中文嘅嚟一同嘅朗讀。
所以
弟兄們，我以神嘅慈悲勸你們，將身體獻上，當作活祭，是聖潔的，是神所喜悅的。你們如此侍奉乃是理所當然的，不要效法這個世界，只要心意更新而變化，叫你們察驗何為神的善良、純全、可喜悅的旨意。
Right, that was wonderful. Last time when we shared on this verse, we mentioned about how Abraham offered up Isaac on Mount Moriah, and after that, the church was seen. Rebecca was introduced, so the church was seen.
咁上次我哋交通到呢兩節嘅聖經嘅時候，我哋分享到亞伯拉罕係將以撒喺摩利亞山上獻上。之後我哋就見到利百加嘅出現。咁利百加嘅出現係預表咗當活祭獻上嘅時候，教會亦都開始出現。
And in Romans chapter 12, verse 4, it continues to say, For as we have many members in one body, and all members, there are many members in one body.
在第12章第4節，羅馬書那裡講到，正如我們一個身子上有很多肢體，肢體也不都是一樣的用處。
So we want to look at one particular member this morning, and that is Abraham.
所以今天早上我們願意看其中一個肢體，這個肢體就是亞伯拉罕。
I already gave the answer away. I was going to ask brothers and sisters who the smartest person in Genesis was.
剛才我可能將這個答案已經告訴弟兄姊妹，其實我是想給一個謎語大家來估下的，這個謎語就是在創世記裡面最聰明的是哪一個人。
Even though you know the answer is Abraham, you have to know the reason why Abraham was the smartest person in Genesis.
相信大家都知道那個人就是亞伯拉罕，但我願意仍然問大家為什麼。
Well, I see some smiles because you heard my joke before.
我見到有些人笑，因為你都聽過我這個笑話。
Abraham is the smartest person in Genesis because he knew a lot.
原來亞伯拉罕是創世記裡面最聰明的，因為他認識羅德。
If you're standing where I'm standing, you'll see Wing chuckling, and he is looking at Queenie, and he has to explain it to Queenie.
你見到我在這裡見到Wing 要去跟 Queenie 去解釋一下。
Of course, we cannot go through the whole life of Abraham.
當然我們不可以將亞伯拉罕一生的事情來去交通出來。
Do we know how long Abraham lived?
但是大家曉不曉得亞伯拉罕活在地上有多少年日呢？
I'm looking to my left.
我是望向我左邊。
Yes, see, I can always count on Sister Lily.
Lily 姐妹通常都有這個答案，就是175歲。
She is the smartest person in this room.
她是在這間房裡面最聰明的那位。
She also knows a lot.
她也都認識很多東西。
Yes, 175.
亞伯拉罕活在地上175年。
And how many years did he spend in the promised land?
他在這個應許地裡面有多少年日呢？
He was in, yes, He was in the promised land when he was 75, so he spent 100 years in the promised land.
去呢个应许地嘅时候系75岁，所以喺迦南地里面佢有100年嘅时间。
So we cannot spend share on 100 years of Abraham's life, right?
咁我哋今天冇时间嚟去分享佢呢100年所发生嘅事情。
In Genesis, how old was Abraham when Ishmael was born to him?
咁喺呢個應許地裏面，亞伯拉罕生以實瑪利嘅時候係幾多歲呢？
嚇、？No, that's Isaac, right?
咁
86. Ishmael was born to Abraham, and when he was 86, Genesis 16:16. I think we can turn there.
咁我哋一齊睇下創世記16:16。我哋會見到亞伯拉罕生以撒瑪利嘅時候係86歲。
Right, that's the last verse of Genesis chapter 16. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abraham. Abram.
咁亞甲給亞伯拉罕生以撒瑪利的時候，亞伯蘭年86歲。
So that means Abram had spent 11 years in Canaan already at this point.
所以喺嗰嘅時候，亞伯蘭已經喺迦南地有11年嘅時間。
Yeah, I'm doing my math right. That's chapter 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16. Five chapters in 11 years.
咁第12章到第16章，呢五章嘅聖經裏面就記載咗亞伯蘭喺迦南地11年嘅年日。
Genesis chapter 17 verse 1. Abraham is 99 years old now.
咁嚟到創世記第17章第一節，我哋見到亞伯蘭係99歲。
This is 24 years in the land of Canaan.
喺嗰陣時喺迦南地有24年。
And how old was Abraham when Isaac was born to him?
咁亞伯蘭生以撒嘅時候幾多歲咧？
100歲。
就100歲。
Thank you, Brother Ching. That's Genesis chapter 21, verse 5.
咁喺創世記第21章第5節嗰度，我哋揾到個答案。
And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him.
他兒子以撒生的時候，亞伯拉罕年100歲。
So we see five chapters that shares 11 years in Abram's life.
咁我哋頭先見到聖經花咗五章嚟去記載亞伯拉罕11年嘅年日。
But here, chapter 17, 18, 19, 20, over four chapters in one year of his life.
咁但係喺17章到20章呢四章嘅聖經裏面係記載咗亞伯拉罕嗰一年所發生嘅事情。
And that's what we want to spend time on today from Genesis chapter 17 to 21 to look at these events in Abraham's life in this year.
咁我願意同大家分享呢四章嘅聖經，創世記第17章到21章，就係喺呢一年發生喺亞伯拉罕身上嘅事情。
In Abraham's life, we see there are things that are connected with his life that are helpful for us.
咁喺亞伯拉罕嘅一生裏面，我哋見到發生喺佢身上嘅事情，係對我哋係有鼓勵，係有幫助嘅。
Perhaps brothers and sisters know of the trees that are connected with Abraham's life.
或者弟兄姊妹記得亞伯拉罕一生裡面有幾棵樹嚟去被記載嘅。
And of course, we're very familiar with the altars which Abraham built.
當然我哋亦都認識亞伯拉罕所建嘅幾個壇。
When Abraham was first called and he came into the promised land, he built an altar in Shechem.
當亞伯拉罕被呼召啱啱嚟到迦南嘅時候，佢喺示劍呢個地方起咗頭一個壇。
And then he moved on to Bethel and there he built another altar.
之後佢去到伯特利嗰度亦都建咗另一個壇。
This is all in Genesis chapter 12.
呢個係喺創世記第12章所記載嘅。
We also see the oak tree in Morah there by the plain of Morah.
咁喺嗰度我哋亦都見到喺摩利嘅橡樹。
And in chapter 13, we see that there was the tree of Mamre that Abraham built his third altar there in Hebron.
咁喺第13章嗰度我哋亦都見到喺希伯倫摩利嘅橡樹。喺希伯倫嘅地方亦都亞伯拉罕係建咗第三個壇。
As far as the names of God is concerned for Abraham, we see that God manifested himself in Genesis 14 to Abraham as the Most High God, El Elyon.
咁喺亞伯拉罕嘅身上，我哋亦都見到神嘅名係被彰顯出嚟。喺創世記第十四章嗰度，我哋見到至高嘅神呢個名字。
In Genesis chapter 15, God reveals himself to Abraham as the sovereign God, Adonai.
喺第十五章嗰度，神係啟示佢自己為嗰一位掌管一切嘅神。
So now we begin in Genesis chapter 17.
當我嚟到創世記第十七章嘅時候，
And when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect.
阿伯拉罕年99歲嘅時候，耶和華向他顯現，對他說：我是全能的神，你當在我面前作完全人。
In Genesis chapter 17, we see three new names.
喺創世記第十七章嗰度，我哋亦都見到三個嘅新名字。
Do you know what those three names? Abram's name was changed to Abraham.
阿伯蘭個名係被改為阿伯拉罕。Sarai's
name was changed to Sarah.
撒來嘅名係被改為撒拉。And
here God reveals a new name to Abraham. I am the Almighty God.
喺呢一節聖經裏面，耶和華就啟示佢一個新嘅名字，就係我是全能的神。
El Shaddai.
全能的神。
El Shaddai, there's a Chinese translation for it, right?
係全豐嘅神。
以利沙代啊嘛。
以利沙代。
Yeah, 全豐全能嘅神, yeah. So El Shaddai.
以利沙代, 全豐全能嘅神。
And this means the all-sufficient one.
嘅意思就係嗰一位全豐嘅神。
We see at the end of Genesis chapter 16 and the beginning here of Genesis chapter 17, one verse, 13 years have passed in his life.
我哋喺第十六章尾到第十七章頭，我哋見到中間係隔咗13年嘅時間。
After Ishmael was born to him.
以實瑪利出生之後。
After a son that he's begun in his old age.
就係亞伯蘭。 喺年老嘅時候所生嘅兒子之後，
Throughout all his journey, we can see this was something heavy in his heart. He was after a son, an heir.
喺亞伯拉罕呢一段嘅路程，我哋都見到喺佢嘅心思裏面，要得著一個兒子，要得著一個承受佢嘅產業嘅嗰一位。
Lot was with him until they separated.
羅德係與佢一同嘅同行，直至佢哋分開。
He had Eliezer of Damascus on his heart.
咁之後，佢就心裏面就以為呢一個以利沙，以利以謝，佢以為以利以謝就係佢能夠承受遺產嘅嗰一位。
And now he has a son out of from him.
咁而家佢得咗一個兒子，以實瑪利。
And after 13 years, the Lord appears to Abram.
咁13年之後，耶和華就向亞伯蘭顯現。
And says to him, I am the Almighty God.
就同佢講，我係全能嘅神。
I am El Shaddai.
我係全豐嘅神。
I'm the all-sufficient one.
我就係嗰位全然充足嘅神。
Abram, am I enough for you?
阿伯蘭，我自己對你係咪足夠呢？
There's this Chinese saying, I'm sure everyone is quite familiar with it.
喺中文裏面有一句，相信大家都聽過。
有子萬事足。
咁有子萬事足。
Is that the condition of Abraham's heart at this point?
喺嗰陣時，阿伯蘭嘅心思係咪就係咁樣呢？
Now that I have a son.
我而家有一個仔。
All is sufficient.
萬事足了。 Now
that I've gained a son, it is enough.
我現在得了一個兒子，已經足夠了。
All things are well.
所有東西都是很美好的。And
God asked him, after 13 years, there's no recording. God comes to him and says to him, Abram, am I enough for you?
在這13年裡面，聖經沒有任何的記載。13年之後， 耶和華嚟到亞伯蘭嘅面前，問佢我向你係咪足夠咧？
What mercy is there？
喺呢度我哋見到神嘅憐憫。
And since I do see some friends in our midst，
我喺呢度見到有一啲新嘅朋友。
I would want to put a word of the gospel in。
願意同大家分享幾句嘅福音。
If this truly as the Chinese saying goes， 有子萬事足。
咁呢一句有子萬事足係。
If it were true，
若果係正確嘅。
It would be have to apply to our Lord Jesus Christ。
呢個子一定要講到係我哋嘅主耶穌。
There's a Bible verse in 1 John chapter 5 verse 12。
喺約翰一書第
chapter 5 verse 12
第五章第十二節嗰度講到
He that hath the Son hath life，
人有了神嘅兒子就有生命。
That would be true contentment。
當我哋得到神嘅兒子嘅時候，我哋就得到真嘅嗰個滿足。
That would be true sufficiency。
當我哋得到神嘅兒子嘅時候，我哋就得到呢個全然嘅豐盛。
That truly would be enough。
實在嘅，當我哋得到神嘅兒子嘅時候，我哋就足夠啦。
He who has the Son of God has life。
人有了神嘅兒子就有生命。
May you have a simple faith to believe and be saved。
願意你今日有呢一個簡單嘅信，使你得救。
Here God says to Abraham, I am the Almighty God El Shaddai, walk before me and be thou perfect.
喺呢度耶和華向亞伯蘭講，我是全能嘅神，你當在我面前作完全人。
Can we say as the psalmist says, thou art my God and I have no good besides thee?
我哋可唔可以好似詩人咁講，你是我的主，我嘅好處不在你以外呢？
And my goodness extends not outside of thee.
我的好處不在你以外。
Besides you, I have no good.
除你以外，我沒有任何的好處。
In Genesis chapter 17, we see the mercy of God.
在創世記第17章，我們見到神的憐憫。
We see the tender mercy of God, how he brings us back to him.
我們見到神那個溫柔的憐憫，是要將我們去帶回去他那裡。
How after 13 years of not having any recording,
在13年嘅年日裏面完全冇任何嘅記載。
He appears once again to Abraham。
但係神再一次向亞伯蘭顯現。
And he renews the covenant with him。
佢同佢重新嗰一個嘅約。
And he says to Abraham in verse 8, that I will be their God and you will have an everlasting possession。
咁喺第八節嗰度講到，我要作你嘅神。你要作我嘅產業。
So, what is the other mercies we see of God in these four chapters, 17, 18, 19, and 20, and 21?
喺呢四章嘅聖經裏面，我哋仲有睇到乜嘢關於神嘅憐憫呢？
In chapter 18 and 19, we see how God restores us back to Him.
喺第十八章同第十九章嗰度，我哋見到神要點樣恢復我哋。
He restores us back to him as priests.
佢要恢復我哋作祭司。
He comes to visit Abraham as he was sitting by the tent in the plains of Mamre.
當時亞伯拉罕就喺呢一個摩利嘅橡樹嗰度坐喺度，耶和華就去遇見佢。
And we're familiar with the story. God tells him what he's to do with Sodom and Gomorrah.
咁我哋都曉得嗰個故事。神係告訴亞伯拉罕。佢要向所多瑪同俄摩拉所作嘅事情。
And Abraham became an intercessor. He intercedes.
咁喺嗰度，亞伯拉罕就喺嗰度成為代求嘅嗰一位。佢係為所多瑪同埋俄摩拉嚟去代求。
And he intercedes for Lot.
咁佢亦都為羅德嚟去代求。
And we can see even in Genesis chapter 19, the mercy of God in judgment.
咁我哋喺第十九章嗰度，我哋見到喺神嘅審判
We see the mercy of God in our foolishness, in our weakness, in our failure, and in our shame.
我们在我们自己的愚昧, 在我们的软弱, 在我们的羞辱, 在我们的失败里面, 见到神的怜悯。
And in Genesis chapter 18 here, verses 17 to
19.
And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord.
創世記18章17至19節， 耶和華說我要作的事，豈可瞞著亞伯拉罕呢？ 亞伯拉罕必要成為強大的國，地上的萬國都必因他得福。 我眷顧他，為要叫他吩咐他的眾子和他的眷屬， 遵守我的道，秉行公義，使我所應許亞伯拉罕的話就成就了。
That's right. I didn't finish reading the part to do justice and judgment that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him.
就是第十九節後半部，秉行公義，使我所應許亞伯拉罕的話都成就了。
That is the name of the Lord. The Lord sees. Genesis chapter 16. El Roy, the God the Lord sees.
亦都講到神嗰另一個名字，就係神係看顧嘅。
And he sees and knows our condition.
佢看顧我哋，亦都曉得我哋嘅狀況。
He sees and knows our heart.
佢亦都看見看顧我哋嘅心。
He sees and knows our end.
佢亦都曉得我哋嘅結局。
And so he intercedes for Lot in chapter 18.
所以喺十八章嗰度，亞伯拉罕為羅德嚟去代求。
So in chapter 19, we see the mercy of God in judgment.
喺十九章嗰度，我哋見到喺審判裏面見到神嘅憐憫。
And how he remembered Abraham in judgment.
佢喺審判裏面去紀念亞伯拉罕。
It tells us in Genesis 19:29, God remembered Abraham.
喺第十九章二十九節嗰度講到神紀念亞伯拉罕。
The mercy of God in judgment.
就係神嘅憐憫喺佢嘅審判裏面彰顯出嚟。
The mercy of God in foolishness.
就係喺人嘅愚昧裏面顯露出神嘅憐憫。
We see how Lot, when the angels came to visit him, he was at the gate of Sodom.
我哋喺羅德身上面見到，當天使嚟去揾羅德嘅時候，羅德係坐喺所多瑪城嘅門口。
At first, how he only shifted his tent toward Sodom and Gomorrah until he was there.
起初，佢係向所多瑪同埋俄摩拉嘅城嚟去起佢嘅帳幕，結果佢就整家人嚟去搬入去所多瑪俄摩拉。
The last time we saw him, he was in Genesis. He was captured because he was in Sodom.
我哋記得佢係喺所多瑪裏面就係被嗰一班王嚟去擄掠。
And now he has a seat at the gate. He has a place of rule in Sodom.
咁佢到現在佢係坐喺所多瑪嘅門口，佢係成為咗城裏面一個有名望嘅人。
And in Genesis 19, if we read that account there, he calls them brethren.
咁當我哋去睇第十九章嘅時候，我哋見到羅德係點樣稱呼所多瑪裏面城嘅人，佢係稱呼佢哋為弟兄們。
How foolish.
係何等嘅愚昧。
We know that Psalm 1, right? We are not to have a seat amongst the scornful, not to be in the way of the sinners or in the counsel of the ungodly.
我哋都記得詩篇第一篇第一節嗰度咁樣講到，不從惡人嘅計謀，不站罪人嘅道路，不坐涉萬人嘅座位。
How foolish of him to offer up his daughters instead.
佢更加愚昧嘅事情，佢係要將佢兩個女兒嚟去獻俾呢一班所多瑪城嘅人。
And when he went to tell his son-in-laws, what does it tell us about Lot?
當佢去告訴、警告佢嘅女婿嘅時候，
they thought he was jesting. They mocked him.
呢兩個女婿以為羅德係講笑。
It basically says he is a joker.
喺呢度所講到所形容嘅羅德就係一個係玩笑嘅人。
And when he was to leave, it tells us he lingered.
当罗德要离开的时候，圣经记载罗德在那里徘徊。
And it continues on that he was afraid. He says, can I not go where God wants me to go and let me go to a little city, Sore?
咁当佢要去逃走嘅时候，圣经亦都告诉我哋，罗德系喺嗰度惧怕，佢系要求呢个天使去问佢可唔可以唔去神为我预备嘅地方，却系去另一个城，嗰个叫所尔嘅城。
If you recall in Genesis 14, Sor is actually one of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. There were five cities, and Sor was one of them.
咁若果记得喺创世纪十四章嗰度见到所尔呢个城系所多玛俄摩拉嗰一度五个城中间嘅其中一个城。
And it is called little because it's just a little Sodom and Gomorrah, not a big one, but a little one.
所以嘅意思就系小咁因为。佢係一個小嘅所多瑪，小嘅俄摩拉。
And this is where he wanted to go.
嗰一度就係羅德希望去到嘅地方。
And at the end of Lot's life, we are familiar with it.
我哋都曉得羅德嘅結局。
The shame, mercy of God in our shame.
就係神嘅憐憫喺我哋嘅羞辱上面顯露出嚟。
Genesis chapter 19.
創世記第十九章。
Verse 37.
第三十七節
36 and 37
36 and 37
Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father, and the firstborn bore a son and called his name Moab. The same is the father of Moabites until this day.
這樣羅德的兩個女兒都從他父親懷了孕，大女兒生了兒子，給他起名叫摩押，就是現今摩押人的始祖。
Where is their mercy in our shame?
在我们的羞辱上面，怎样看到神的怜悯呢？
I look to my left.
我看我的左边。
Yvonne.
Yvonne.
Who is your favorite Moabitess?
那你最喜爱的摩押女子是哪一位呢？
Ruth was a Moabite.
就是路德。路德就是一个摩押的女子。
Mercy in our shame.
我哋喺呢件事上面，实在见到喺我哋嘅羞辱里面，系见到神嘅怜悯。
Ruth was a Moabitess。
路德就系一个摩押嘅女子。
Who is Ruth？
路德系边一位咧
？The mother of Obed。
佢就系俄比德嘅妈妈。
Obed is the father of Jesse。
俄比德就系耶西嘅父亲。
And who is the father? Who is Jesse's son?
咁耶西嘅儿子系边一位咧
？King David。
就系大卫王。
And if we look further down, who is the son of David?
咁当我哋继续睇落去，大卫嘅儿子系边一位咧
？That's right, the son of David, the son of Abraham。
就系大卫嘅儿子，亚伯拉罕嘅儿子耶稣。
Mercy even in our shame。
实在的，在我们的羞辱上面，我们能够是见到神的怜悯。
Now we move on to Genesis chapter 20.
我们继续看创世纪第二十章。
Abraham journeyed from there toward the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and sojourned in Gerar.
亚伯拉罕从那里向南地迁去，寄居在加底斯和舒尔中间的基拉尔。
Now Abraham's life is really a wonderful reflection of our pilgrim life.
亚伯拉罕嘅一生实在系我哋地上作寄居旅客生活嘅写照。
Because we see so many ups and downs with him, just like us.
因为喺佢嘅一生里面，我哋见到有高有低。好似我哋嘅人生一樣。
One chapter up, one chapter down。
一章佢係高嘅，下一章就落到低處。
You see how God called him out of Ur of Chaldees into the Promised Land. The very next thing, he goes into Egypt。
我哋見到喺一章裏面，神係呼召佢從吾爾離開出到去迦南地。下一章我哋就見到佢走咗去埃及。
We see here that he intercedes for Lot, and the very next thing is It records for us, he looked out into the plain. In the next chapter, he goes outside of the promised land and dwelt in Gerar.
前一章我們看到他為羅德去代求，在這一章我們就看到他向南地遷去，離開神所應許的地方。
But God has said to him, I am the Almighty God. You walk before me and be thou perfect.
但神從前是向他顯現，就是說我是全能的神，你當在我面前作完全人。
And this is going to record for us the perfecting work of God upon Abraham's life.
在這裏所記載的就是神要在亞伯拉罕餘下的一生怎樣作完全的工作。
Now we're studying the Gospel of John on Friday.
星期五晚我們是讀約翰福音。
Just to put it in the terms in the Gospel of John.
我們嘗試用約翰福音裡面所記載的來去解釋。
We are in chapter 3 right now.
我們剛剛讀到第三章。
And this is also a further word for the friends in our midst.
以下所交通的，亦都同樣向第一次來到我們當中的朋友所講的。
John chapter 3 verse 16.
約翰福音第三章第十六節。
Now I'll ask those who are English speaking to recite that verse because most of us can recite it very easily in English, even different translations.
今次我們想請講英文的弟兄姊妹來去朗讀約翰福音第三章第十六節。
For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Right, let's have the Chinese do it.
我們一同用中文的來去朗讀。 神愛世人，甚至將他的獨生子賜給他們。 叫一切信他的不至滅亡，反得永生。
That's right. So, walk before me and be thou perfect.
你要在我面前作完全人。
Not only to have life, life eternal.
不单止要得着生命，要得着永生。
Not only an everlasting life, but an eternal life that the quality of the life, not the duration of the life.
不单止是讲到 永生就是那個時間的長短，所講到的是一個那個的豐盛。
John chapter 3:30, this life is one that will increase.
在約翰福音三章三十節那裡講到，這個永生要是興旺的。
John chapter 10 verse 10, this is life and life abundant.
約翰福音第十章第十節，這個生命是豐盛的生命。
He who have the Son have the life.
有神的兒子就有生命。
So what happened here in Genesis chapter 20?
在創世記第20章發生什麼事情呢?
Perhaps Abraham became afraid and he went south.
可能亞伯拉罕懼怕起來，他就向南地來去遷移。
And when he comes into this land, he tells Sarah, to do what they have always done, to say that you are my sister.
他來到南地的地方，他就告訴撒拉，就稱他為他的妹子，這件事他從前都做過了。
Abimelech, the king of Gerar, takes Sarah part of his harem.
基拉爾王亞比米勒就將撒拉就娶了去。
In the Chinese, the translation is even weaker than the English took. Basically, he seized her. He kidnapped her.
在英文那裡我們就看到的意思，這個亞比米勒是捉了撒拉去的。To
be a part of his harem.
要捉撒拉去作為他的妻子。Do
you know how old Sarah is at this point?
大家曉不曉得撒拉那時多少歲呢?
She is 90 years old.
那時她已經90歲了。
Genesis chapter 17 verse 17. Sarah was 90 years old.
創世記17章17節那裡見到撒拉當時是90歲。
I asked brothers who was the most beautiful, oldest woman they've seen in their lifetime.
我就問一些弟兄 你覺得最漂亮最年老嘅女士係邊一位咧？
Our brother Bill answered very wisely.
咁Bill 師徒弟兄
，Bill 師徒
係啊 ，Bill 師徒弟兄就好有智慧咁樣回答我。
He says my mother.
就係我媽媽。
That's a great answer.
咁呢一個係一個好正確嘅答案。
Sarah was 90 years old.
當時撒拉係90歲。
This king saw her and took her to be his wife and his harem.
呢一個阿比米勒呢個王就捉咗撒拉要作佢嘅妻子。
And of course, we see God's mercy in keeping.
咁喺呢一度我哋見到神嘅憐憫。
Because Sarah was promised just within the year she is to be with child.
因為撒拉就喺之前嗰幾章我哋見到喺呢一年佢要懷孕。
So we can read the account in chapter 20, but basically the Lord kept Abimelech from touching her, it says.
咁我哋喺二十章嗰度，我哋就读到神为着佢名嘅缘故，佢系阻止阿比米勒嚟去掂撒拉，亲近撒拉。
Verse 3, this is what God says to Abraham. This is when God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, "Behold, you are a dead man."
第三节在夜间神来到梦中对阿比米勒说，你是个死人啊。
The woman you have taken, she is a man's wife.
因为你娶了那女人来，她原是别人的妻子。
This is what God, we say the names of God, how he introduced himself to Abraham, but this is God's introduction to Abimelech. Hey, Abimelech, you're a dead man.
从前我们见到神是怎样去介绍他自己向亚伯拉罕，在这里我们见到他怎样向亚伯拉罕来去介绍自己，就是你是个死人啊。
Verse 8, therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning and called all his servants and told all these things in their ear, and the men were sore afraid.
第八节，阿比米勒清早起来，召了众臣仆来，将这些事都说给他们听，他们都甚惧怕。
And the Lord says, yes, I am the one who have kept you from touching her.
耶和华就咁样讲，我就是阻止佢哋亲近。撒拉嘅嗰一位。
That's verse 6.
第六節。
I withheld you from sinning against me and suffer you to not to touch her.
我阻拦阻了你，免得你得罪我，所以我不容你掂着她。
God did not allow for Abimelech to touch Sarah, lest he Abimelech sin against God.
神係阻拦阿比米勒嚟去亲近撒拉，系阻止佢嚟去得罪神。
Because the son is not only to come through Abraham, it must also be through Sarah.
因为嗰个儿子唔单止系要从亚伯拉罕出，亦都要从撒拉嚟去出嚟。
And this is what Abraham says.
亚伯拉罕就咁样讲。
Abraham says in verse 11-13.
喺第十一到第十三节嗰度，亚伯拉罕说。
Because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake.
我以为这地方的人总不惧怕神，必为我妻子的缘故杀我。
And yet, indeed, she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, and not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife.
况且她也实在是我的妹子，她与我是同父异母，后来作了我的妻子。
And it came to pass when God caused me to wander from my father's house that I said to her, this is the kindness which you will show me. At every place where we come, you say, I am your brother.
当神叫我离开父家漂流在外的时候，我对他说，我们怎无论走到什么地方，你可以对人说，他是我的哥哥，这都是你待我的恩典了。
God says to Abraham, walk before me and be perfect.
神是向亚伯拉罕咁样讲，你当在我面前作完全人。
Here he was afraid.
喺呢度，亚伯拉罕却系惧怕。
These people they don't fear God.
呢一班人佢哋唔惧怕神嘅。
But is there reverence in the heart of Abraham for God?
但系喺亚伯拉罕嘅心里面有冇惧怕神咧
？Reverence toward God.
对神有冇嗰个敬畏咧
？That's right.He says the people don't fear God, but is there reverence in his heart for God?
佢喺嗰度讲，呢一 住地方嘅人唔惧怕神，但系喺佢自己嘅心里面有冇敬畏神呢
？For God had told him, Abraham, I am your shield.
因为神系向亚伯拉罕嚟去讲，我就系你嘅盾牌。
Did he not remember the great victory he wrought over the four kings and their armies with just 318 of his trained men from his household？
亚伯拉罕有冇记得从前佢系用318个嘅士兵嚟去家仆嚟去打败四个王咧？
I am your shield.
我是你的盾牌。
But he was afraid here.
但是在这里亚伯拉罕是惧怕。
And he had no reverence for God.
在那里向神是失了个敬畏。
Now my brother here knows about reverence.
我的弟兄这里是懂得敬畏，为什么？
His name is Gengay.
His name is... Okay.
His daughter's name is...敬心
咁呢位弟兄个女系个名系叫敬心。
His second daughter's name is 敬柔。
第二个女叫敬柔。
And then 敬畏。
第三个女叫敬畏。
And then? He feared the people, but did he have reverence in his heart?
喺嗰度亚伯拉罕惧怕人但系佢嘅心里面佢系失去咗向神嗰个敬畏。
God says be perfect.
神要亚伯拉罕作完全人。
He stated a fact here.
在那一度所讲到的是一个事实。
Sarah was his sister.
亚伯拉罕所讲的是一个事实。撒拉是他的妹妹。
But he did not tell the truth.
但是他没有将整件事的真相来去讲出来。
I still remember Brother Ken made this testimony recently.
我記得Ken 弟兄最近係作咗呢一個見證。
A patient asked me.
咁有個病人嚟去問佢。
I could have stated a fact.
咁我可以同佢講一啲嘅事實。
I was busy.
咁我好忙。
That is a fact. He is a busy man.
咁弟兄咁樣講係一個事實嚟嘅，佢係一個好忙嘅人。
But the truth was he forgot.
但係嗰個事實嘅真相卻係佢忘記咗。
So he tells the patient, I forgot.
咁佢就誠實嘅同呢一個病人嚟去講我忘記。
Sometimes we state a fact.
好多時候我哋係講一個事實出嚟。
But we don't tell the truth.
但係卻冇將整個嘅真相嚟去講出嚟。
And God says to Abraham.
喺嗰一度神係要。對亞伯拉罕咁樣講
，You walk before me and you be perfect。
你要喺我面前作完全人。
Abraham continues to say, "This is what I've always done."
咁亞伯拉罕就咁樣去回答神，我一直都係咁樣作嘅。
Not only did he say, "This is what I've always done."
佢唔單止講我一直都係咁樣作。
There's a hint of blaming God.
喺嗰度好似嚟去埋怨神咁樣。
Ever since God caused me to wander, this is what I've always done.
自從神係要我離開父家漂流喺外邊嘅時候，我就係咁樣作㗎啦。
This was also very familiar to us.
咁亞伯拉罕實在係我哋好同亞伯拉罕好相似。
The woman blamed the serpent.
女人嚟去指責嗰條蛇，嚟推卸責任。
And the man blames the woman。
咁呢一個男人就去指責呢個女人。
This is the woman you gave me。
就係你所賜俾我嘅嗰個女人嚟去引誘我。
I have much to blame too。
咁我亦都有好多嘢能夠去指責其他人。
I remember when I was in high school。
我記得我讀中學嘅時候
，You know, I used to be a, I am, I was a classmate of Shirley.
咁我曾經係Shirley 嘅同學。
But if you ask her, she wouldn't remember.
咁但係如果你問佢嘅話，相信佢唔會記得有我嘅存在。
I had two classes with Shirley.
咁我同 Shirley 係有兩班係同班嘅。
I was a TA in one of her classes.
咁我喺佢其中一班裏面係做嗰啲教幫助老師嗰啲助手。
And the other class we shared was economics.
咁另外一班就係經濟科。
But if you ask our sister, she never saw me in those classes.
咁但如果你問 Shirley 嘅話，佢喺嗰兩班都從來冇見過我嘅出現。
This is what I've always done.
咁我一直都係咁樣噶啦。
I remember driving by a place in the sunset.
咁我記得有一次就經過呢個日落區呢啲地方。
When I cut class, I always just go there.
咁我逃學嘅時候，我通常都去日落區嗰度走一轉。
So Abraham here says, "What do you mean? This is what I've always done."
咁喺呢一度，亞伯拉罕就同神講，咁我一直都係咁樣作㗎啦。
You know, there's no reason for me not to be at Lowell.
我入唔到 Lowell 呢間中學係實在冇藉口嘅，入唔到係冇藉口嘅。
I was not only on the honor roll.
咁我唔單止係喺嗰啲優秀嘅學生嘅名單上面。
They had a B honor roll.
咁嗰度有一個乙級嘅優秀名單。
There was an A honor roll.
咁有一個甲級嘅名單。
There was a principal's honor roll.
咁有一個係比甲級更加好嘅個優秀名單。
I was on the principal's honor roll.
咁我原來個名係喺最高嘅嗰個優秀名單上面。
In those days, we took the battery test. I don't remember what it was. It was the battery test. If those who are my age, you know, they have a battery score. This was, you know, nationwide test or test they take. It's the battery test. I scored in the 97th percentile.
咁喺嗰陣時候，咁我去考嗰一啲全國嘅嗰啲考試，咁我係高過97%嘅嘅人民嘅。
There's no reason why I wouldn't be in a different high school.
實在當時我入唔到Lowell 呢間中學，實在係冇任何藉口。
咁其實唔係入唔到嘅，我冇申請啫。
咁唔係入唔到，原來我自己都冇申請去呢間中學。
But the Lord knows.
但係主係曉得。
The Lord sees our He sees our condition.
主係認識我哋嗰個嘅境況。
And he sees our end.
佢亦都認識我哋嗰個結局。
And I'm thankful to God by the grace of God. I am what I am.
咁我實在去感謝神。我今日成為現今呢個人，完全因著神嘅恩典。
That verse is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10.
呢一節聖經係記載喺哥林多前書第15章第一節。第十節。
By the grace of God, I am what I am.
我靠著神嘅恩典，我就係成為何等樣嘅人。
And may the rest of the verse, by His grace, be according to His word.
實在願意我哋嘅人生實在係因著神嘅恩典嚟去成為何等樣嘅人。
By His grace, may the rest of that verse be according to His word. The verse in 1 Corinthians 15:10.
哥林多前書第15章第十節。
By His grace, may the remaining part of that verse be according to His word as He spoke.
我就係靠著佢嘅恩典，願意嗰一節聖經餘下嘅嗰啲嘅話成為我哋人生所找住嘅。
We cannot just say by the grace of God I am what I am.
我哋唔可以只係講就係我哋蒙神嘅恩成了我哋今日何等樣嘅人。
Because He wants us to be perfect.
因為佢要我哋作完全人。
God continues in Genesis chapter 20 to call Abraham a prophet.
喺20章嗰度佢神係繼續去叫亞伯拉罕稱呼佢為呢一個先知。
God says to Abimelech, he is a prophet. He will pray to you and you'll be healed.
咁神就向亞比米勒講，亞伯拉罕係一個先知，佢要為你嚟去禱告。
And verse 17,
第十七節那裡,
So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bore children. For the Lord had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife.
第十七節,阿伯拉罕禱告神,神就醫好了阿比米勒和他的妻子,並他的眾女僕,他們便能生育。 因耶和華為阿伯拉罕的妻子撒拉的緣故,已經使阿比米勒家中的婦人不能生育。
Right. Because of Sarah, Abraham's wife.
因為阿伯拉罕的妻子撒拉。
God did this because of Sarah, Abraham's wife.
耶和華作這件事,就因著阿伯拉罕的妻子撒拉的緣故。
That's because the promised son, Isaac, was to be born by Sarah at the appointed time.
因為所應許的兒子,要在所應許的時候,藉著撒拉來生出來。
Verse 1, chapter 21, And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God has spoken to him.
第21章第1節和第2節,耶和華按著先前的話眷顧撒拉,便照他所說的給撒拉成就,當亞伯拉罕年老的時候,撒拉懷了孕,到神所說的日期,就給亞伯拉罕生了一個兒子。
So at this point, about 1 year has passed from Genesis chapter 17 to chapter 21 here.
在那個時候,是一年過去了,就是從創世記第17章那裡。
And we see all the mercies of God through Abraham's life.
我們在這裡見到神的憐憫臨到亞伯拉罕的人生。
How God have brought him back.
我們見到耶和華是怎樣將亞伯拉罕恢復過來。
How God have restored his priesthood.
他亦都見到耶和華是怎樣將亞伯拉罕回復作祭司的那個職份。
And how God had even in judgment in our foolishness, our weakness, our failures, there is mercy with the Lord.
我們亦都在亞伯拉罕的失敗、軟弱、羞辱裡面我們見到神的憐憫。
By the mercies of God,
靠著神的憐憫。
Brethren, I urge you by the mercies of God to offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your spiritual, reasonable spiritual service of worship.
我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
And be not conformed to this world, but by the renewing of your mind to prove what is that good and acceptable, well-pleasing, perfect will of God.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
This is what happens in the rest of Genesis chapter 21.
剛才所讀的就是在創世記21章那裡所發生的事情。
This is what happens in the rest of chapter
21.
Verse 8. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned.
孩子漸長就斷了奶，以撒斷奶的日子，亞伯拉罕設擺豐盛的筵席。
What happened on this day?
在那一天发生什么事情呢?
Cast out this bondwoman and her son.
就要将这个侍女和侍女所生的儿子赶出来。
Cast out the bondwoman and her son.
要赶走这个侍女和侍女所生的儿子。
Isaac was weaned.
以撒断了奶。
The son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which was born unto Abraham, mocked. Verse 9.
第九節,埃及人阿甲夏甲所生的兒子,就在那裡嬉笑。
And Sarah said to Abraham, Cast out this bondwoman and her son.
撒拉就對亞伯拉罕這樣說,你要將這個侍女和她的兒子趕出來。
For the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac.
因為侍女的兒子不可與我的兒子以撒一同承受產業。
This is a matter of law versus grace.
在这里所讲到的就是律法和恩典是相对的。
Flesh versus faith.
肉體同埋信係相對嘅。
We see that in from Galatians.
我哋喺加拉太書嗰度，我哋睇到
Isaac was born through faith. Sarah conceived by faith.
以撒係藉住信而生出嚟嘅。撒拉係憑信嚟去生以撒。
Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as his righteousness.
亞伯拉罕信神，所以神就算呢佢為義。
Ishmael was born by the work of the flesh.
以實瑪利係藉住肉體嚟生出嚟嘅。
I cannot bear for you, Sarah says, so take Hagar, my wife, and have a son through her.
撒來就同亞伯蘭講，我唔能夠為你生兒子，所以你藉住夏甲我嘅侍女嚟去生兒子出嚟。
Law versus grace.
律法係同呢個恩典嚟相對嘅。
But before Isaac was weaned,
但係喺以撒斷奶之前
，the woman was not cast out.
侍女係未被趕走。
Sarah tried to cast out Hagar before.
從前撒拉係嘗試趕走夏甲。
She came back and bore Ishmael.
咁夏甲翻翻嚟就生以實瑪利。
But now, after Isaac, the promised son is born, grace has entered in. The bondwoman and her son has to go.
但係當以撒生出嚟嘅時候，恩典就進入嚟。個使女同埋佢兒子一定要被趕出去。
I'd like to share some practical examples, perhaps.
願意同大家分享一啲現實嘅例子。
You know, before we're weaned, we need discipline.
我哋喺斷奶之前，我哋係要被管教嘅。
That is where the law comes in.
就係嗰陣時，我哋需要律法。
As newborn babes, desire the sincere, pure spiritual milk of the word.
我哋要去仰慕嗰個純正嘅靈奶，好似財生嬰孩渴慕奶一樣。
We need a schedule. We need to be disciplined.
我哋係需要被管教，我哋需要有嗰個定落嚟嘅時間表。
The child needs to eat and rest at a set time.
嬰孩需要喺定規嘅時間裡面去被餵養。
You know, discipline must come in.
所以喺嗰陣時一定要有管教。
So I give you a couple of examples.
願意同大家分享一啲例子。
We were mentioning this even this week in our small group time and last week as we are reading the book What God Has Entrusted to Us.
咁喺我哋查經小組裏面，我哋係讀緊呢一個神所托付我哋嘅，咁我哋都分享到。
Now these are good examples.
呢一啲都係好嘅例子。
And these are what was passed on, so I'd like to share them with you.
呢啲都係從前嘅弟兄嚟去同我哋分享嘅，所以我願意同大家分享。
I remember a sister share.
我記得有一位姊妹咁樣分享。
After she began working.
當佢去開始做工嘅時候。
The first check that she would write.
咁佢第一張寫出去嘅支票。
Is to God.
就係去寫俾神嘅。
And I'm speaking about offering.
咁我係分享到關於奉獻嘅事情。
The first check she would write every month would be to God.
咁佢每個月收到人工之後，佢寫嘅第一張支票就係寫俾神。
And this has been my practice.
咁呢位姊妹就咁交通到呢個都係我一直所作嘅。
I remember a brother share.
咁我亦都記得有位弟兄咁樣交通。
And this is the law. You're in the Old Testament. You tithe, which is you give 10%.
咁呢位弟兄就交通到喺舊約裏面，你係要係十作十一嘅奉獻。
If we give only 10%, we only did what was required of us.
若果我哋只係俾十分之一，我哋所作嘅。就係我哋所需要律法裏面要求我哋所作嘅。
Only when you give above 10%, then you begin to give.
唯有你是奉獻多過十分之一，你就開始作真正的奉獻。
Begin to give. You start to learn.
你開始學習呢個奉獻嘅功課。
And this matter of offering is not only to give, it's also to learn to receive.
咁呢一個喺奉獻上面，我哋唔單止要學習嚟去作奉獻，我哋亦都要去學習嚟去接受。
I say that because that has been my experience.
我咁樣分享，因為呢個係我個人嘅經歷。
We've been to many conferences.
我哋去過好多嘅特會。
Whether we are here or we travel, and I've learned to receive.
無論我哋係去喺呢一度嘅特會，或者喺外面嘅特會，我哋都學習要去接受。
Our God is abundant.
我哋嘅神係豐盛嘅。
He provides.
佢供應我哋。
And when we have a lack, others will. He will provide through others.
咁當我哋有缺乏嘅時候，神要藉住其他嘅肢體嚟去供應我哋。
So I've learned to receive in the past.
咁我喺過去，我係學習到去接受呢啲供應。
And so I learned to give as well.
咁所以我同樣學習要去作呢個奉獻。
So sometimes when we see the references in the conferences and we only offer that part.
咁當我哋去
of the expense.
睇到特會裏面所俾嗰一啲奉獻嘅指引嘅時候。我哋就俾我哋該俾嘅嗰一份。
If I were to do so, I'm only covering my part. That's my expense.
若果我哋就係俾我哋該俾嘅嗰一份，我只係就俾咗我需要所作嘅。
So this is hopefully something practical for us to learn before we are weaned.We need some discipline that will help us.
願意我哋都學習就係喺我哋斷奶之前我哋係需要有律法有管教嘅。
Not only about offering our finance, but also our time.
唔單止要奉獻我哋嘅金錢我哋要奉獻我哋嘅時間。
What do we offer to the Lord?
我哋向神奉獻咩咧
？Do we offer to the Lord what is first in the morning?
我哋會唔會將我哋一朝早最好嘅時光係獻俾主咧
？Or do we offer to him what is left at night？
定係我哋會將夜晚最後嘅嗰段時間嚟獻俾主咧
？Do we offer the best to him？ Or do we offer to him what is left or last？ Or if I don't have time, I can skip。
我哋會唔會將最好嘅嚟去獻俾主？定係我哋將剩下嚟？最後或者覺得可有可無嘅時間嚟去獻俾主咧
？Because it has been an encouragement to me。
因為呢一點係對我有好大嘅幫助。
I pass it on to you。
所以我將我所學習嘅嚟去向大家分享。
It does not mean that I'm doing that now。
咁唔係意思。就係我而家係咁樣作。
There was a time，
過去有一段時間。
That if I did not read the word of God in the morning，
若果我朝早冇讀神嘅話
，I would not eat for that day until I read the word of God。
咁我就決心就唔食嘢，直至我係讀神嘅話。
It may be later in the day。
或者係嗰一日晏少少。
Now of course that may not be so difficult for some of us。
可能對於一啲弟兄姊妹唔係咁困難。
We don't eat breakfast, we don't eat lunch。
可能大家已經唔食早餐，唔食午餐。
But if it's good, I just pass on to you。
若果係美善嘅，我願意同大家分享出嚟。
We share that this morning from Philippians 4:8. Whatever is good, whatever is true, what is honorable, what is excellent, what has any virtue, any praise, think on these things.
我哋今朝早都分享到喺腓利比書第4章第8節 凡是真实、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
So, before the child was weaned, we need some law, we need some discipline to help us.
所以在孩子断奶之前，我们需要律法，我们需要管教。
I can think of a lot more examples.
可以想起更多的例子。
Friday night fellowship.
星期五晚的聚会。
Thursday night prayer meeting.
星期四晚的祷告聚会。
Bread breaking.
麦饼聚会。
It has become, and I use these words today in our group, a way of life.
可能这些聚会成为了我们生活的一部分。
It's a part of it.
的确的，是成为了我们生活的一部分。
It is very difficult for us to spend so much time Thursday and Friday, especially for the young people, because you have friends and you have activity, you have school, you have so many things pulling at us. But if we make the decision, this is how I will spend my time, it will become a way of life. It will become very easy and natural.
对于一些好多人来讲，或者特别那些年轻的，要你去花咁多时间，星期四晚、星期五晚嚟去聚会，可能好困难，但系我哋实在要将呢啲嘅聚会成为我哋生活嘅一部分。当我哋咁样作嘅时候，我哋就能够嚟去活出嚟。
Just as our brother mentioned in the book，
就好似弟兄喺嗰本书嗰度咁样讲。
We have to be very careful though。
我哋要好小心。
He used this word。Are we very zealous for his matters and not know his heart or love him? Do we just have this outward form and only the shell, but there's no life?
就是讲到我们是不是只是有外表的敬拜，却是失去了里面那个生命呢？
Only the shell.
我们只是有外边那个壳。
But no life within those actions.
却是在这些行为里面没失去了那个生命。
Now the law is good. It will help us when we're newborn babes.
律法是好的。当我们是财生的婴孩的时候，律法要是帮助我们。
But when Isaac was weaned, the bondwoman and her son must go.
但是当以撒断了奶之后，这个侍女和他的儿子一定要被赶走。
So that we not only have the shell, only the outward form, but there must be grace, there must be life, there must be fullness of life.
所以我们不单止是要有外表那个的行为，我们要有里面那个生命。
And it's no longer by duty that we do these things.
不再因着这些是我们的职责来去做这些事情。
No longer just by outward appearance.
不再只是因着外表来去做。
But it's constrained by love, by life.
我们却是因着我们爱主的缘故，因着我们里面那个生命来去找住我们。
And it's done in response to his love.
我们做这些事情是完全因着向神爱的回应。
It is the law is only a matter of what is good and bad.
在律法的里面就是只有对和错。
Right or wrong.
是对或者错。
Good or bad, right or wrong.
好或者坏。
I read my Bible.
我有读圣经。
I come to worship.
我有来聚会。
That is good.
是好的。
That is right.
亦都是对的。
So it's not a matter of bad or wrong.
所以不是好或者坏。
But grace, life and love is a totally different matter.
但是恩典爱同埋生命却是完全另一回事。
You know, brothers and sisters, we have to be very careful.
弟兄姊妹，我哋要好小心。
In our group today, a brother shared.
喺我哋嘅小组里面有一个弟兄嚟咁样分享。
Some Christians he knows may not touch their Bible for the whole week.
有一啲我哋認識嘅基督徒，可能一個禮拜裡面都唔會掂聖經一次。
And we mentioned that if we left our Bible in the building for the whole week.
咁我頭先都分享過，若果我哋忘記咗攞翻我哋聖經留低喺聚會呢度一個星期。
You know, in the Chinese, there's this a very interesting term.
喺中文裏面有一個好特別嘅詞語。
I'm testing my Chinese today, huh? It's called 禮拜。
咁就係禮拜呢兩個字。禮拜，禮拜，禮
I guess you can say. Well, you use that to explain the week, right? 禮拜一、禮拜二、禮拜三、禮拜日。禮拜日 This is the day I will worship. This is the day I will show my respect. 禮拜日。咁禮拜日就係嗰一日。
我要去作呢個禮儀，嚟去作出我哋嘅敬拜。禮拜
，ritual， I guess ritual， this term ritual。
禮拜，個禮就係禮儀嗰個意思。
You know what I think of when I think of this word 禮拜？
當我係思想禮拜呢個詞嘅時候
，I will show my manner， I will show my respect。 And I will come, 拜一拜。
咁我就係思想到，我就係要嚟去作一啲嘅禮儀，我要作一啲嘅儀式嚟去拜一拜。
And when I think of 拜一拜， you know what? I think you know what I'm talking about. When I say 拜一拜， you know when that is, when that term is used most often?
當我哋想起拜一拜嘅時候，大家想唔想起下一句係咩咧
？I think I see Annie utter those words at a funeral, right？
咁我就記得喺一個嘅喪禮裏面，我哋記得有咁講過。我去拜一拜。咁我去拜一拜。
In the funeral, there is no life; it's death.
喺喪禮裏面係冇生命嘅，只有死亡。
Are we those who just do lay by, pay our respect？ And do our ritual on Sunday.
咁我哋係咪嗰一班只係做禮拜嘅嗰一班人，就係每一個星期日嚟到作一啲禮儀，就係嚟拜一拜。
And it's truly 拜一拜就 say bye bye.
咁就係拜一拜之後就講再見。
There's no life if we're just doing what's good and what's right.
若果我哋只係作好。 或者對嘅事情喺裏面就失去咗個生命。
And so we want to finish 21 here with Abraham.
咁喺21章，我哋願意作一啲嘅完結。
There's two more things here in the end of chapter 21 in Abraham's life.
喺21章嗰度有兩件事係關於亞伯拉罕，我哋要分享嘅。
There's actually four things, but I only want to focus on two.
咁有四點，咁我哋完結之前，願意分享呢兩點。
Genesis chapter 21, verse 22.
創世記第21章22節。
And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spoke unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that you do.
當那時候，亞比米勒同他軍長菲葛。 對亞伯拉罕說：凡你所行的事都有神的保佑。
God is with you.
神係保佑你。
Verse 25.
第25節。
And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water which Abimelech's servant had violently taken away.
從前亞伯阿比米勒的仆人佔霸佔了一口水井，亞伯拉罕為這事指責阿比米勒。
Now the reprover was reproved.
咁喺嗰度，嗰個指責人嘅被指責。
Abimelech saw that Abraham, God was with Abraham, and now Abraham reproved him, but in the previous chapter, he was the one reproving.
亞比米勒喺呢度見到神係與亞伯拉罕同在，係保佑佢嘅。咁喺呢一度，亞伯拉罕去指責。 亞伯阿比米勒，但係我哋記得上一章係亞比米勒作指責嘅嗰一位。
Yeah. The last two events I want to focus on is Genesis chapter 21, verses 33 and 34.
我们再看第33和34节,第21章.
And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba and called there on the name of the Lord, the eternal God. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' day, land many days.
亚伯拉罕在别士巴宰了一棵垂丝柳树, 又在那里求告耶和华永生神的命, 亚伯拉罕在非利士人的地寄居了多日。
Here, there's a new name of God.
在这里我们见到神一个新的名字,
El Olam, the eternal God.
就是永生神。
In all the other trees of Abraham, it was the tree of Morah, it was the tree of Mamre.
我们记得之前亚伯拉罕所种的树有摩利的橡树有末利的橡树。
But now this is Abraham's tree.
但在这里我们见到是亚伯拉罕的树。
He planted this tree.
他种的那一棵树。
And in fact, if you read it, you understand it's not just one tree, it's a grove, it's many trees.
我们看的时候,这里不单止是一棵树,是很多棵树,而是不断成长的树。
And of course, we are very familiar what tree represents in the Bible.
我们晓得树在圣经来代表什么。
How the Lord desires us to be like a tree, firmly planted by streams of water, yielding its fruit in due season.
我们晓得圣经要我们好像一棵树这样种在溪旁,要去不断的成长,不断来去结果子。
And in whatsoever he does, he prospers.
在凡他所作的,尽都顺利。
This tree is to be a sign.
这棵树要作为那个象征。
You know where you are. It was by the tree of Mamre. Now it is by the tree of Abraham.
我们记得从前摩西是在摩利的橡树,现在就在亚伯拉罕这棵树那里。
And it's a grove.
就是在那里见到那个成长的过程。
And he called her the name of the Lord, the eternal God.
在那里求告耶和华永生神的名。
The eternal one who loved us even before the foundation of the world.
就是那位永生的神,就是在创世以前已经是爱我们的那一位神。
And the one who loves us with an everlasting love.
他是用那个永远的爱来去爱我们。
And the one who sees our end.
他亦都是认识看见我们那个结局。
From everlasting to everlasting, he is God.
从亘古到永远,他是神。
And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days.
亚伯拉罕在非利士人的地寄居了多日。
You know, I didn't mention this because the Bible specifically didn't mention this in chapter 21 at the beginning. The land of Gerard, that is in the Philistines' land. It does not mention it until the end of chapter
21.原来在21章开头所讲。 那个地方就是叫基拉尔那个地方,就是在非利士人的地,圣经是直至21章尾,才是说出来。
And we know the Philistines.
我们认识非利士人是什么一班人?
They are those giants.
就是那一班巨人。
They are those of speak of the flesh.
我们认识非利士人所预表的,就是那些的肉体。
The children and the teachers should know so well because they always teach the children about the Philistines. The giant of envy, the giant of greed, right? They're the giants.
那些教儿童的老师和那班儿童应该很学习、很认识，因为他们经常都是用这些非利士的巨人来去作例子的，有一些贪婪的巨人，一些巨派的巨人。
And the Philistines really speak of the flesh.
非利士人, 实在讲到我们的肉体。
Extra flesh, six fingers, six toes, right? Remember Brother Wong.
特别是,
extra flesh.
是特大的那些肉体, 好像有六只手指,六只脚趾一样。
The five cities, the five lords of the Philistines, our five senses, how the flesh always draws us.
就是非利士人,五个城,就好像我们的五官一样。
But here, Abram sojourned in the Philistines' land many days.
但喺呢度我哋见到亚伯拉罕喺非利士人嘅地寄居了多日。
Perhaps you wonder then.
咁大家或者可能会问
，What honor, what mercy is there to record that he dwelt in the land of the Philistines for many days? Isn't that bad?
咁点解圣经要记载亚伯拉罕喺非利士人嗰度寄居多日咧？喺嗰度点样去见到神嘅怜悯咧？是非利士人不是一些坏的事情吗
？No, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，不是的。
Though we live in this world,
虽然我哋住喺呢个世界里边
，we're not of the world.
但我哋唔属于呢个世界。
And he has overcome the world.
主已经胜过呢个世界。
And when we plant that tree with God, and when we have a growth with God to draw upon the wells of Beersheba to have that living fellowship.
当我们在那里来去在别士巴旁是栽这一棵树是要在神的里面来去更新建扎根建造的时候
We can live many days amongst the Philistines even amongst the giants those flesh around us but we can overcome and we can triumph
我们能够住在非利士这班巨人里面多日我们能够得胜
Those around us have no influence upon us, no impact whatsoever.
嗰啲喺世界裏面周圍嘅人、周圍嘅事情對於我哋係毫無嘅影響。
And we can say, Death, where is thy victory? Death, where is thy sting?
我哋能夠講死啊，你得勝嘅權勢喺邊度？死啊，你嘅毒鈎喺邊度
？And here, Abraham, if we were to continue to read, it seems as if now in Abraham's life after this. Chapter, there's no more downs, it's only up.
咁我哋冇時間，但係當我哋繼續睇亞伯拉罕餘下一生裏面，我哋唔再見到佢人生嘅低點，只係有高點。
And even up to the next chapter, his highest point.
甚至係去到下一章，就係佢人生嘅高點。
No longer, now I brought you in for to possess the land.
我唔再係。讲到神系带亚伯拉罕入到去得着呢个应许之地。
No longer is God Abraham's possession and his inheritance.
唔再系神系亚伯拉罕所承受嘅产业。
But Abraham can say to God, "I am yours."
但亚伯拉罕能够同神讲，我系属于你嘅。
Therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your spiritual, reasonable spiritual service of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
And be not conformed to this world, but by the renewing of your mind to prove what is that good and acceptable, well-pleasing, perfect will of God.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Let us pray.
我们请一起祈祷。
Lord, we want to thank you because you are a merciful God.
主，感谢你，你是一个充满怜悯的神。
You save us by your mercy.
你因着你嘅怜悯嚟去拯救我哋。
And in your mercy, you sustain us.
喺你嘅怜悯里面，你持续我哋。
And in your mercy, you bring us through.
喺你嘅怜悯里面，你要我哋经历胜过一切。
And in your mercy, you bring us to where you want us to be.
喺你嘅怜悯里面，你要将我哋带到你要我哋去嘅地方。
May you draw us with your mercy.
愿你嘅怜悯嚟去吸引我哋。
And may you constrain us with your love.
愿你嘅爱嚟去束住我哋。
That we would quickly run after you.
使我哋快跑嘅嚟去跟随你。
That all bondage will go and deliverance will flow.
使一切嘅捆绑嚟去放开。使我哋能够跟随你。
That we would present ourselves to you as a living sacrifice.
使我哋能够将身体献上当作活祭。
And enter into that good and perfect and acceptable will of yours.
使我哋进入呢一个善良、纯全、可喜悦嘅旨意。
We give you thanks.
我哋感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
祈祷系奉耶稣嘅名求。
Amen.
阿门。